Hi, my name is Molly Elizabeth. I believe in the power of imagination, that creativity can lift us out of the darkest places, and that we all are resilient as fuck. I'm here to let you know that you're darling and loved, and that coming home to yourself is the most revolutionary thing that you could ever do. This is the Darling Revolution Podcast. Hi guys, thank you for joining us for a brand new episode of the Darling Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Molly, and today I have Jordan Dene with us. Say hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
This was like such a nice distraction to have like a thing in my calendar today. So
yep. Everyone that I've interviewed so far during this strange time has said the same thing.
Yeah, it's just nice to have like a meeting, you know, like a normal thing. That's great.
Something on the calendar.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So for the people that maybe don't know you yet, although you were on this podcast before,
yeah.
So maybe if we got some like stands, they remember, but would you want to introduce yourself and just kind of tell everyone a bit about what you do?
Yeah. My name is Jordan. I live in New York right now, and I've been running versions of different businesses for the past almost 10 years. The longest running is Jordan Dene, which is a geeky clothing and accessory brand. And then that product company was fun, but the community part of that is something that I liked the most about that business. And I couldn't figure out like how to do more with that. So 2 years ago, I started the Sartorial Geek with my friend Liz, which is basically the community side of that. It's a magazine, it's a podcast, it's an online hangout and website. And then I recently started freelancing social media because I was like, that's the skill I actually have. So I should do that too. So I'm all over the place.
Yeah, we're all kind of jack of all trades at this point, especially now.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I was like, what a time. I started 2.5 months ago. So like a month before everything hit pause. So
it was like you knew.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I just realized as you were talking that I think the first time that you came on the podcast, I was doing like the Rad as Fuck Women series.
Yeah.
And when we talked about Sartorial Geek, it was like just about to happen. Aww. And you were kind of like teasing it, because I remember you being like, well, this is still kind of a secret, but we can talk about it.
it's a whole thing now. It's very cool that it worked.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about it. So like, let's just dive in. How about you tell us a little bit more about the idea behind it? I know you talked about community and everything, but how did you kind of figure out that Sartorial Geek was the thing?
Yeah, so my product brand is fashion, like it's geek fashion. And the funny thing is, I'm not actually great at fashion, which has been this kind of funny, like, dynamic in these businesses. So the product company sort of came about as me wanting products that didn't exist in the market yet. And I feel like the Sartorial Geek is a similar thing where, as a business owner, I was like, oh, it'd be really great if there were places I could advertise to that are exactly my target audience. And as someone who's obsessed with community, it would be great if there were like these places I could hang out and make friends and do things. And all of that didn't really work under the fashion brand. But then I don't actually remember what started it. I think I was just kind of having a similar conversation to this, and someone, I wish I could remember who, someone was like, you could just do that. And it was right. Sort of like, oh, totally.
I mean, an idea.
Right. Like, one, with all the extra time I have, but two, I was like, this is like something I'm actually really good at. So I think I could. And then the stars just kind of aligned. Like the magazine was the first component, and my college best friend is a librarian and a writer and like the perfect co-editor. And I know a bunch of designers. And so the design team, Studio Bueno, was so lovely. And they were like down to put a template together for us and design all the issues. So like it kind of just felt like we had all the answers. We had all the yeses we needed, but it was like, we have to try at least. And then all the other components fell into place as sort of like supporting roles. Like the podcast is cool because we can have way more content and talk to way more people. And like, I can talk to people who aren't necessarily great at writing. Like that's the hard thing about a magazine. You either have to have someone interview you or you have to be a writer to like be a part of it. So the podcast is cool. And then like the online hangout is just my jam. So that's been my favorite thing.
Yeah. And by the way, I wanted to add that I absolutely love the fact that you're not necessarily good at fashion. That's one of my favorite parts about Sartorial Geek, because it is about like geek fashion and so much more, right? But it's not like this serious thing that like you have to know everything about high fashion or fashion to be a part of it. Like it's very easy to find an entry point, which I really appreciate.
And that's why I try to talk about that as much as I do, because there are definitely some people like Alice and Nina who have been hosting our fashion challenges. Like they're amazing. And then I kind of chime in and I'm like, yeah, I'm over here trying too. So like, you don't have to be like it. We try to make it very, very accessible. I think that's one of the big pieces of the brand in general, trying not to make any of the things seem like you have to be an expert in anything to join. Like, because I mean, nerd culture is kind of like that. Like, there's a bad rep of having a lot of gatekeeping. And so, kind of across the board, we try to be like, if you kind of like anime or have only seen like two shows, that's also totally cool. If you're interested in Marvel but like don't have all the comics memorized, that's fine. And same thing with fashion. It's like, you know, if you wish you knew how to put outfits better because like you would feel better, you can come hang out here and get some tips, but like we won't judge you because I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, and I loved this. Was the Spring Fashion Fix Challenge was the first one I ever participated in, like a couple weeks ago, last week, right?
Yeah, time like, doesn't matter anymore. Time. It's wild.
Yeah, it's just the dark void. Yeah. I don't know. But it was so much fun because I was like, oh, this isn't serious. I can just do like my kind of like fun take on it, which I appreciate because I have that philosophy about art and creativity as well, is that it's for everybody. So I really appreciate that you guys have that philosophy with Sartorial Geek.
And I think there are enough communities that do the opposite of that. Like if you want to be super serious about something and have everyone else, like I'll just use the Discord as an example. We started a Discord and like we have one channel devoted to Animal Crossing and it's just sort of like come hang out and, you know, sell some turnips and like share your codes, but there are entire Discord servers devoted to Animal Crossing where it's like people cataloging everything and like looking up when things happen, and that's cool too. So like I feel like we try to be the sort of broad strokes like accessible thing, and then if you want to dive super deep into something, go ahead, and that probably exists out there already.
Right, we are all like the serious dabblers.
Yeah So
I love it so much.
It's nice to be able to be a little more chill.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to know a little bit more about the magazine and like what goes into that, and where the name came from as well. Because I'm sure there are people wondering, like, what is Sartorial Geek all about? I've heard geek, but I'm like a little confused about the other word.
Yeah, this is actually, I didn't remember this until you just asked me. This is probably where the idea came from. So I think I've always, since at least a couple years into running the business, I noticed that I was missing the community component and I couldn't quite figure it out, because it's always been important to me to like showcase other brands and highlight other people, but that's a really weird thing to do as a brand. Like it's confusing if you sell nerdy t-shirts to talk about other companies that sell nerdy t-shirts, because it's like not in like a competitive way, but it's just like that's just confusing. Like it's just not really, it doesn't make sense. So I had that thought at one of the early Comic-Cons I was at, and I was talking to some friends there and texting Liz, actually, and I decided I wanted, I guess this was also at the time Instagram was newer and people were doing, what do they call, feature accounts. Mm-hmm. So like I had just heard of feature accounts and I was like, oh, I want to make one that just showcases other nerdy brands and businesses. And I have no idea what to call it. And so Liz helped me come up with the name Sartorial Geek, because sartorial is like, I think it's mostly, it's more specifically like making clothing, but it is fashion related. And so we were like, cool, we'll just have this name. So that Instagram account has actually been around for like 3 or 4 years longer than it was a real brand. So we thought about the magazine and we're like, what do we call it? Oh, we already have this name. That totally
That's
worked.
So great.
Let's just use
I had
that.
No idea.
Yeah, and I fully forgot that that was even a project because it was like so long ago.
Isn't it crazy how like the stuff that you just have as seeds in your brain end up like kind of sitting around underground for a while and then suddenly they just pop
out.
Yeah,
it just evolved, which is awesome. Okay. And I think when people have asked, like people who were sort of around and watching it asked how we could do it that fast, it's because of that, because the seeds had already been planted years ago and we were just kind of waiting for the like stroke of lightning that would like make all of them align and make sense. So that was sort of it. It was like, oh, we already have this name, we already have all of these connections, we already know all of these cool people in this community, we can just put all those things together into this cool project now, instead of like, it was very much not starting from the beginning, which was great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the fact that, you know, just in a self-serving way, it's great to have a place that's like a hangout with a lot of other women, non-binary people. I mean, it's everybody who wants to be in on it, but it's like, it's, there's just something special about having a more feminist space that's like geek related, because, you know, it's always been a part of geek stuff, but it's only been, I feel like it's only been recently that there's been this wave of like, oh, hey, we're all women,
right?
And we're grown up and we're professionals and we really fucking love like comic books and movies and all of these things. So it's really fun.
It's also cool too, because yeah, like you said, it's not specifically gendered in any kind of way, but our, the audience and the community definitely skews women, or skews female. And I think, you know, part of that is probably because it's largely fashion related, not that dudes aren't into fashion, but something that's kind of nice about it is like, one, it is very different from a lot of other geek spaces. So it's like refreshing in the way you just said. And two, like men are completely invited, but only the only men who hang out are ones that are super cool being around like mostly women and non-binary people. So no dudes who are like, if I'm not, you know, in charge of everything, like they just don't hang out because they can't, you know, that this is not the vibe for them. So like, it's very welcoming, but it's self-selecting in a, I think, really helpful way to everyone.
Yeah, it's really, it's always refreshing to be in a non-posturing leaning culture, you know? That's more circle as opposed to like hierarchy.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
Totally.
So tell me a little bit more about the Discord channel, because that's relatively new, right?
Yeah.
And it's got so much stuff going on.
So yeah, again, it's new, but it is basically a take on something else. So we always wanted to have an online hangout, and a lot of social networks like really aren't great for that. Like Facebook groups were the thing for a while, and I think most people don't love Facebook or Facebook groups. And then Twitter and Instagram were more for following than like hanging out together. And so I listened to another small business podcast, or maybe it was a Creative Live video, talking about something called Mighty Networks that's really cool. So we had that for the past 2 years, and it was like a very, it was a really good platform. But the problem that we found with it is that for most of the people hanging out in there, ours was the only like server or whatever they were called that they were a part of. Mm-hmm. So it was like nice that it wasn't just like every other app on your phone or every other like hangout, but it was also, that was a barrier where it was like, I have to go out of my way to remember to log into this thing. And then,
right.
You know, and I had the same problem. Like I would forget about it for a week or two and then be like, oh my gosh, this is my thing and I'm forgetting about it. Like that's not a good sign.
Yeah, because then you don't want, I think the hard thing with that is that you don't want your notifications on because then it's like a million notifications.
Totally.
So then you turn them off and then you forget.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, this is a thing that exists.
And so I was like, if I'm having a hard time keeping up and being involved, like that does not bode well for the rest of our community. And this is like, I fully admit this part of it. I knew about Discord back then, but mm-hmm. like, it was one of those things that everyone was doing. And so, like, we have a Patreon. And so everyone was connecting Discord to their Patreon. And everyone was doing, like, these hangouts. And I was sort of like, I don't want to do the thing everyone is doing. which sometimes is cool and sometimes totally bites you in the ass. And this was one of those times where I was like, okay, everyone's doing it because it's actually great. And, like, right. doing that too. So, yeah, it's, like, a week old. The nice thing, like you're saying, is that it's kind of able to be so populated already because we just took all of the conversations that were happening in our other hangout and like moved them mm-hmm. over. So we already had the structure and already kind of had things relatively figured out. So it wasn't starting from scratch. But it's been amazing. Like Discord is a really great platform. You can do voice chats and just texting. It's been such a great place for people to share resources. And like, I've gotten job opportunities out of it already in the past week, which is crazy. Whoa, yeah.
That's amazing. Tell me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So
congrats.
Thank
by
you.
The
like,
way.
I don't know if it, I don't know how it's going to work, but I was talking in one of our like fan channels about a company I love. And then I got a DM from someone that was like, oh my God, I just started interning there a week ago. And then a couple of days later was like, oh my God, I was just in a meeting about how to pitch to like make official merch for them. And I had to send this to you. I was like, okay, that's amazing.
Oh
so,
gosh.
You know, may or may not happen, but that was very cool. And like made me feel like we really made the right decision there.
Yeah, well, and it's a tribute to just the power of community yeah. and talking to people about what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And I personally love like how many channels there are and there's so much like to dive into. I love that we have like the fictional
yeah.
crushes channel. That's great.
That's my favorite.
We've just been like dropping pictures of, you know,
yeah.
hotties.
Oh, it's my favorite.
So fun. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about how that's been helping maybe you and also like what you've heard from the community with, it just happens to be such good timing with everything happening with COVID-19 and like all this craziness.
Yeah.
So how's it been helpful?
I think that helped us as the people running it so much that we set this up when a lot of people have way more online time than they normally do. So like, I think we did get very lucky that I think this was a good idea either way, but I think providing something like this when a lot of people are one, like finding more things online than maybe they have before, like a lot of people are doing more hanging out online, like hanging out actually, because all of our in-person mm-hmm. hangouts are canceled. And I think like sometimes I forget as a business owner, like I'm essentially out of work right now. Like I can't really sell things mm-hmm. and I can't really produce things, but I have a bazillion projects. So like, I'm not bored. But sometimes I forget that, like, not everyone has a bazillion projects because that's not super normal or healthy. And so I've talked to a couple of people who are like, thank you for giving me something interesting to do because, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot going on right now. Like, I have to go actively look for things because, like, my job isn't happening. And so I'm just looking for something new. So that's been really nice feedback, because I was a little afraid it would be like asking too much from people, like, here, be a part of another thing. And so the feedback of like, thank you for giving me something to be a part of, instead of like, stop asking me to hang out at your stuff. Like,
right.
So nice.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because I have gotten that same feedback with like the doodling sessions that I've been hosting live on Instagram. And I think it's an interesting, I've just been thinking a lot about the idea of like essential versus non-essential things and jobs, because, you know, we've been talking about that so much. And for a minute there were like a lot of artists and creatives that were thinking that they shouldn't, or like that it was inappropriate to offer their stuff, because it was like such a serious time. And I think what we're finding is that those are actually the things that are like giving people hope and getting them through.
Totally. I've seen a lot of, like, I follow a lot of authors because of what I do. And so a lot of them have been saying really similar things that are like, it feels weird to promote my book right now, or like, it feels like writing is so hard and it feels so meaningless to create now when like lives are at stake and I can't do much about that. But the reality is like, people need art. Like, that's the thing that we, when we can't do anything else, like for those of us who aren't medical staff or like aren't able to do, like, this situation, most of us can't do much other than stay inside. Like, there's not a lot of active things we can do. So, you know, still creating the art that we have and still including other people in it and still appreciating and enjoying it gives us at least something to not be completely sad about all the time.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. I had a conversation with my therapist a couple weeks ago. Thank goodness
for
Zoom calls.
So great.
Right. But I was saying that same thing. I was like, you know, bemoaning the fact that everything is so serious. And I was like, how can I sell my art when people are dying? And she just kind of looked at me and was like, you know, people are always dying.
That is true.
And I was like, shit, no, like, and we're kind of in this moment where obviously it's on a much larger scale and it's, the pain is like a lot more acute, but because we're all in it together, obviously experiencing it in vastly different ways, but we're all in this moment together, it's like we're experiencing also the joy and hope and everything that comes from, you know, like nostalgia and art and fandoms. And I was talking to Kit Kronk about it a couple weeks ago on the podcast. And like, so yeah. And I know that she's been on like the show with you and stuff. Love her. But she was talking about like the importance of, you know, books and fandoms and all those things to kind of take us into different worlds, but also give us hope.
Yeah, this, I think, not in an escapist way. Like, I'm still fully aware of what's going on and like fully acknowledging like how crazy it's going to be to try to put things together after this. So not in like a I'm ignoring the world kind of way, but playing Dungeons and Dragons, I think, is keeping me sane. Like, last Sunday I played for like 10 straight hours and I'm playing way more campaigns than normal. And I think it's like hitting that perfect sweet spot of social interaction and fantasy escape. And I was like, this is amazing. And like, this is a thing 5 years ago I would have said, like, that's so nerdy. What are you talking about? So I'm like, it's either that or books or movies or whatever thing that lets you experience something else when real life is so hard, it's like completely necessary.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you brought up Dungeons and Dragons, because that's also, it's one of the Discord chats too. And I personally have been, my interest is very piqued and I still haven't played yet, but I have a bunch of friends who have been asking me. And it's not something that I ever probably would have gotten into have it not been for this time. Like, it's like, well, I got time, so I guess I'll learn how to play Dungeons and Dragons.
And it is a time commitment. I mean, that's why it's so hard to play, because even if you set up the easiest version, like even if you're like, let's just play, you know, a one-off for a day, it's still way more work than playing like a card game or a board game. Like, it does take a lot of time. And so this is kind of a magical sweet spot where there are a lot of us who have more time than we normally do. And so that's pretty fun that it's like having a moment right now.
Yeah. Another thing that's been really fun is Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about, I guess, the question that's forming in my mind is just like, tell me about the intersection of like Animal Crossing and community and the Discord stuff.
Yeah, I think that all happened at kind of the perfect time too. Like, I've never played it before and wasn't really interested. And then immediately, like, I think it came out a couple days into New York's quarantine, or maybe a couple days before. And I was like, oh, I'm going to need this. Like, I'm going to be stuck at home. Everyone's talking about it. I'm going to need something. And I think one of my favorite aspects of fandom is that it's an immediate icebreaker. So you have this immediate connection with someone who you maybe know nothing else about. And so, like, we've been having, also because no one can go anywhere. So Animal Crossing has this like great component where you can visit each other's islands and you can have little parties. And so it was like, well, we can't have real parties. We can't have in-person parties. Like, people have been having their birthday hangouts there and people have been doing all kinds of things. And so we were sort of like, what a perfect intersection. There are a ton of people who are obsessed with Animal Crossing. And it's also nice because it's personal, but not really. So, like, you go to someone's island and you, like, see their personality. But also, if they're a stranger, like, you really don't know what they look like other than, like, maybe hair color. And even that is, like, you could just pick whatever. And
I don't know. Everyone's got different
Animal Crossing. And, like, you can get, like, glimpses of personality, but not in, like, it's so much less personal than even like a Zoom call, because you're not seeing anyone's real house. You're not seeing anyone's real face. So it's a very nice, like, I'm totally cool being basically completely public on that. But it's really nice. We did this island hopping party and we ended up having an optional voice chat. And it was like the most social interaction I had that week, because I was like chatting with, you know, 32 other humans, which was very fun. And I think it's cool. I know most of the people in the Discord just because I've either, you know, met most people or I'm the one inviting them. And so it's kind of fun because Discord is similar in that you don't have to give any personal information, really. Like, it's not your real name, or it doesn't have to be. You don't have to put anything about yourself or even a real picture of yourself. And so, like, I saw, like, it's just fun for me that, like, someone I know who works at Marvel in their audience development was, like, having people over to sell turnips earlier. And I was like, this is so cool for me to watch, like, friends interact with someone who like works at Marvel and they all have no idea, and I think they would think that's really cool. So it's just fun to like watch those types of things happen.
We're all networking on a video game.
And like, why not? It's very it's super fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I want to get to a little bit more about Sartorio Geek, because we've been talking so much about the community and everything. But I'm also interested and curious about the magazine and like moving forward this year with everything going on. Like, what are you guys thinking about? Like, have things pivoted for you guys with that content at all?
It's really crazy to think about. Like, we've been trying to pay as much attention as possible. So we do a lot of networking at Comic Cons, which is going to be a huge pivot for this year because at least for the next 6 months, they're all canceled. I'll be kind of surprised if they're not all canceled for the whole year. So that's something that is going to be tricky. Something that's very lucky for us is that we do already have a lot of online and virtual resources and components. So all of those are basically like good to go. And some of the things that we do, we can switch to online. And I think actually kind of work better online if we can keep them going after. Like, I guess there are a couple big questions that I have when thinking about pivoting that I think we're just going to have to kind of watch and see what happens. I don't know if people are still going to hang out online as much as they are now. And I think there's a possibility, yes, because, you know, if there's something cool online happening, like, we'll all probably still have access to the internet and stuff. So, like, the access will still be there. And a lot of us probably won't be going out as much as we were before, even if we can go out more than we can right now. Or it could be like, you know, the world opens back up and everyone's like, yeah, no, I'm done with like weird Zoom calls. Like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Right. Or we all just like get weird spacesuits or something. I actually saw there's like a company who just made like a digital company who created like rave suit, I guess. That has like a phone integration and like can light up, and so people can like rave together. So maybe we'll all just be wearing these.
Who knows? The world will change a lot, and already is. So like that's one thing that we, you know, are trying to stay on our toes about. We'll keep pouring energy into online things for as long as we can still get people to come to them. The biggest, I think, question mark / like exclamation point that's worrying me is that I don't know what's going to happen with the economy. It's already very bad, and I can't imagine it won't affect a lot of us for a very long time. And so basically, we're completely funded by our Patreon and by sponsors, and all the money we need that doesn't come from that comes from me and or from, you know, my business, which is currently closed. Yeah. So far, I've been like so surprised and so grateful that nothing has really changed that much for us, which I can't believe. Like, I was kind of expecting our Patreon to just go to zero, honestly. Like, I was like, that's going to be the first thing to go. Right. And I cannot express like more gratitude that hasn't happened. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Like, we're just trying to be super vigilant about like explaining that's how and why we can do these things and trying to be as active as we can about asking people who do have resources to help support us if they want these things to keep going. But that is definitely a thing that I'm not sure how that's gonna pan out. And some of the things we do are free or like close to free, and some of the things we do aren't. So we'll have to be ready to make some adjustments or, you know, tone down certain things or take a pause on certain things. So that's like, I feel like, you know, a lot of business owners, like, you plan out your year. And so we're like, 2020 is the year we're going to like break even and like maybe even make some money. And then immediately we're like, oh God, if we can just like not go bankrupt, that'd be great.
Right. We're like, yeah, whoever was like coining the phrase roaring 20s again.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, you know, I think we are in a place where we aren't going to go away completely, probably, unless something catastrophic happens. But it, you know, some big changes might have to be made depending on I mean, and it makes sense, right? Like, if you are budgeting for food, you're not budgeting for like a fun magazine. Like, that's just how that's just how it goes, and I'm not mad about it.
Well, it's interesting though. I think it brings us back to that conversation of like essential and non-essential because like I'm budgeting for food, but I'm also budgeting for like things that bring me joy too. Otherwise, I would like
Absolutely.
go nuts. And I think as people are able, like I'm always as a business owner having to remind myself that my financial situation is not everyone's financial situation. Like just because I wouldn't necessarily invest in something for whatever reason doesn't mean that I'm like not always my audience, right? So, and like also the fact that creativity is not limited to just what we make. It's like we can use creativity and adapting for our business too. So I think it's for without a doubt, I have no idea what's going to happen, but it's definitely going to require a lot of adaptability and
And the nice
creativity
thing
for
that
sure.
we, I mean, this is similar to what you were just saying. There is like, there's a really wide range of entry points too. So like, you can support our Patreon for a dollar a month, which is $12 a year, which is like, again, not nothing. Like that is amazing. And also can be significantly more affordable than other things. Like that's half the price of like one of my shirts. So, you know, when you think about it that way, and like the magazine is $5, so $20 a year. Like hopefully there will still be people in our community who can afford that in all of this. So we'll see. Yeah. And again, you're right. Like we're gonna try to be as adaptable as possible. So like worst case, things just get a little lower budget for a while, and we can fully explain like why it's happening. I mean, basically, we ramped up to where we are now, and we were hoping to keep ramping up, but we can also like scale back if that's the thing that needs to happen too. So, we'll see.
Right, it's like a
Yeah,
constant. It's a
sure is.
dance. Sometimes we're like shuffling and sometimes we're twerking and sometimes we're just like bobbing our head. Like we're still
Totally. And
moving.
I'm very, very thankful. Like, you know, we've been talking about community a lot, but I think that's why I feel confident that some version of this will stick around. Like we've had paid writers email us and say like, I know this is really hard and like I can't do much, but like I'd love to write my next article for free so you at least have, you know, that extra money to play with. Or we've, you know, had people volunteer to take over all kinds of jobs or like add their expertise to things because we all know this is like such a hard time. So that's been really amazing. And I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, humans are so awesome, and I love like any example of more of like a,
Yeah.
I don't know, a barter kind of economy where we're all just like getting scrappy and making things for each other. Like that's great. I love it. Like
I
Animal
know. It's been so
Crossing.
cute seeing all the trades happening and people are like, I want a TARDIS phone booth. I have this Epcot thing you can have. Okay, great, let's trade. Like it's the cutest, best thing.
Right, it's great. And maybe in real life we'll just all
I
start
mean,
going to Rick's
we're
and then
all gonna have to do something.
it. So we're gonna start wrapping up here, but I like to finish out with like a fun
Cool.
little rapid fire question session. Before I do that, is there anything that we kind of missed that you
No, I
wanted to
don't think
touch
so.
on or
Just
mention?
if anyone listening is like into nerdy things at all, we want to meet you because you know we just have a lot of fun. Fan girling, fan personing.
Yeah,
I don't. I haven't found. Is
absolutely.
there a gender neutral fan? A gender neutral fangirling? I don't know. I'll figure that out. Just being fans of things together.
Don't know. We
Yeah,
should
I've
maybe we
thought
should
about that a
coin
lot lately. I'm sure someone has an answer. I'll find it. But yeah, if you want to come hang out and nerd out about stuff, it's very fun. And we always love meeting new people.
And I will link
Sweet.
all the
Thanks.
things in the show notes for sure so that people can join all the things and check out the Patreon and the
Awesome. Thank
magazine
you.
and all the good stuff. Yes, absolutely. So if you could pick any fandom to be stuck with for the rest of time?
I think it would be marble. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The universe is huge.
Yeah, I think that could sustain me for a while.
Love it. If you could be a Marvel superhero.
So I didn't know anything about Captain Marvel before her movie came out, and I'm into her. She's great. Yeah.
She's complicated. I love it. Are night you owl, a morning 100%. Person or a night owl? Love it. And if you could pick one meal to eat for the rest of your day,
if it was a meal that I like just for taste, I would eat nachos every meal, but I would feel terrible. So like, if it's just for fun, I'll yes. eat nachos.
Yeah. Yes. Let's say it's just for taste. Actually, the last guest was having that quandary too. She was like, I guess it's boring, but I
yeah,
would
like if I had to pick a meal that would like keep me alive, that's not a good choice, but
right.
Yeah.
We just need Star Absolutely. Trek replicators. Okay. That would be great. And if you could give any piece of advice to yourself from 5 years ago.
From 5 years ago, I would say the piece of advice I normally give my younger self is like find your people, but I think I kind of had already. Nah, 5 years ago. Yeah. Find your people, find your peers, find your friends, find your customers. Like that is what will make everything else possible.
Heck yes. Awesome.
I don't think
anything
so.
Else you want to add?
Thanks so much for having me. This was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, thanks so much for being on. And we did.
I just got a text that said I'm up next. So like we just made it. Yeah, good timing.
That is fantastic.
Thank you so much for tuning in, friends. I seriously love and appreciate every single one of you and want to give you a huge hug from over here. I just want to give a special shout out to every single one of my patrons on patreon.com/thedarlingrevolution. You guys are the real deal and you are the reason why this podcast can exist and continue. Thank you all so much for your monthly support. I really, really appreciate it. If you guys want to hang out with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at The Darling Revolution. And to find out and catch up about all the latest updates on events, new collections, and all the other rad goodness that's coming up soon, you can go ahead and sign up to my email newsletter by going to my website, and that's at www.thedarlingrevolution.com. Thanks so much, friends. Till next time. Rage on, darlings.